Bobi Wine suspended his presidential campaign in Uganda after members of his staff were injured when security forces fired rubber bullets at one of his rallies. In November, at least 54 people were killed, most of them by the security forces. Mr. Wine is running against Yoweri Museveni, who has led Uganda since 1986. The Iranian government accused an opposition group of working with Israel to assassinate Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, Iran's most senior nuclear scientist, using a remote-controlled machine gun. Iran's parliament passed plans to ramp up the country's nuclear program, but President Hassan Rouhani opposed the move, which would endanger a potential rapprochement with America under Joe Biden. Israel's parliament passed a preliminary proposal to dissolve itself, moving the country closer to a fourth election in under 2 years. Joe Biden filled out the rest of his economic team for his incoming government. Cecilia Rouse will head the Council of Economic Advisers and Brian Deese the National Economic Council. Both were advisers in the White House during the global financial crisis in 2009. The choice of Neera Tanden to head the Office of Management and Budget is more controversial. Ms. Tanden had reportedly deleted 1,000 tweets that disparaged Republican senators she now has to count on to confirm her in the job. Hundreds of thousands of farmers besieged Delhi, blocking highways. They demanded the scrapping of recent agricultural reforms, which could allow the Indian government to stop offering guaranteed prices for crops. Indonesia called off plans for an 11-day holiday subsuming Christmas and the New Year for fear that people travelling would spread COVID-19. The extra holidays had been intended to make up for ones scrapped earlier this year to help curb the epidemic. The National Assembly in South Korea approved a change allowing K-pop stars who have won government awards to defer mandatory military service until the age of 30 instead of 28. This came days before the 28th birthday of a member of BTS, the world's most successful band.
Coronavirus briefs.
The number of daily deaths in America approached their highest levels during the pandemic. The number of people in hospital with the disease surged in November and is now above 100,000. Los Angeles County, the most populous in the United States, entered a 3-week period of tight restrictions during which people are urged to stay at home and wear face masks outside. Meeting other households is banned. Vietnam reported its first locally transmitted case of COVID-19 in nearly 3 months. Many businesses reopened in Ireland after a 6-week lockdown. People still cannot travel outside their county, however, except for work, study, or health reasons.